Hello guys, welcome to Randy Radio. We always find a way to go where your mind goes when it wanders. So today I have a very interesting guest and we are going to discuss your secret pleasures.
Oh yes.
Bev.
Oh yes.
Introduce yourself and what you do.
This is Bev Monga, the vibrating lawyer, the pleasure advocate, the sex toy guru in Kenya.
Well, that's a lot of titles.
And I forgot the lawyer part, but the vibrating lawyer, so yeah.
Yeah. We kind of picked it up from the advocate thing.
Yeah.
So maybe I should start you guys off with a little history, fun facts on sex toys and whatnot. I think the first ones I've ever read about were found out to be as old as 28,000 years.
Yeah.
And they were made of ceramic or what?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about that?
Yes.
Enlighten us.
It was actually ceramic, but what is most known right now, not the dildo part,
yeah,
but the vibrator part,
uh-huh,
was some type of condition that, yeah, women had.
Uh-huh.
And you know, sometimes women are very grumpy.
Mm.
And you wonder, when would Emma go, eh? Was she like that? Was she always like so pissed off and angry?
Yeah.
But it's basically because we weren't having orgasms. So what happened was, mm-hmm, something, I think it's called hysteria.
Yeah.
I think we should look for that word. Mm-hmm. Something hysteria, some condition called hysteria, something.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, this, we're always grumpy and stuff, right?
Yeah.
We're always super grumpy. What the doctor used to do is the doctor used to basically rub the clit for the women. The doctor,
what?
Yes. And women used to queue for hours and hours to be released. So the point was, it's an orgasm, but they didn't know what it was, because once they had an orgasm, they're very, very happy. So the doctor got quite tired, obviously, because of using the hand every time to keep fingering and rubbing the clit and stuff. So he's like, I need a device that's actually, yeah, going to help me,
yeah,
with all this, sort of me using my fingers, and you know, your hand gets tired with time, right?
Wow.
So went and invented a vibrator. And this was years and years ago, which was quite expensive. I think it was about $18 or $19 back then. Right?
Yeah.
So the vibrator,
that was a lot of money.
And they could still queue, but it was the same vibrator that was being used to actually vibrate all of them. But it helped the doctors with, tiresome hands.
What?
Yes.
That's
so once you see a woman is not happy, just give her dick or just give an orgasm and she'll be smiling all day.
They'd prefer tongue because...
Yeah, or tongue.
Yeah.
Some kind of lingers, I love tongue. So
you'd find that... Actually, yeah, I read something about back then, now that they realized vibrators can do whatever you've said they, mm-hmm, can do. I read somewhere that they now disguised them as back massages and sold them as such.
Actually.
And then now, when in the privacy of your quarters, you get comfortable and you put your back massager where it's supposed to be.
No, it was actually meant to be a back massager. What came after? Like the Hitachi, yeah, for example, the Hitachi wand,
yeah,
or the wand, the wireless wand, or the one that's actually plugged into the socket.
The one that looks like a mic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually meant to be a back massager, for,
yeah,
real, like in salons or in spas and stuff.
Mm.
And then it's like, when it's going lower,
it feels a little better.
It feels amazing when it's down there. So,
wow,
yeah, people always look for ways to invent and to always have an orgasm. Women are always suffering.
I think at this juncture, I should mention that 11% of straight chicks get orgasms during sex.
Yes.
11%. That's some sad numbers, but it's
really
good,
really
for
sad
business, right?
It's really sad, but then again, that's why I'm here, right?
Yeah, that's those numbers are good for business, but sad for these straight girls.
Yeah.
It sucks. Mm-hmm. So I must ask, Bev, was this business a post-nut clarity idea?
Do you know when I started this business, it was,
yeah,
when it was just money. I'm even going to lie.
Yeah.
It was just a small hobby,
uh-huh,
before I joined Kenya School of Law.
Wow. It was not just you wanking somewhere,
no,
then you realize,
no, no,
oh my,
no,
God, all girls need this.
You'll be surprised. You know, the first vibrator I had was after I broke up with a boyfriend. After. I never used a vibrator in my life.
Yeah,
until we broke up. And then I was like, oh, I was so used to regular dick. Yani,
wow.
It's time that I look for something else. And then I was like, because I was living in London that time.
Uh-huh.
And they're everywhere. Right? So just,
yeah,
went to a shop. Like, I want, obviously, the most known is a rabbit. I was like, I want a rabbit, double stimulation. They're like, here it is. So I was like, nice.
Mm-hmm.
But to be very honest, it still didn't, dick is still amazing.
That's right. I actually really want to discuss that, because there's this misconception about, oh, vibrators have come to replace dick. Oh, I feel like I'm competing with a toy. Blah, blah, blah. Please expound.
Trust me, you cannot compete with a dick.
Uh-huh.
You cannot replace your man with a dick. With a vibrator. You can't.
Yeah.
What a vibrator does, it's kind of one of those things that just help you, like, orgasm so far. Like, in seconds. 20 seconds, 10 seconds, I know.
And it's all.
Yes, and you're done. It's just one of those things that when you're really, really horny and not an orgasm, it basically guarantees an orgasm, a quick one. While a man, there's romance, and there are different sets of orgasms with a man, and like a sex toy, it just makes you come.
That's all it does.
Yeah, a dick kind of has the squatting, you know, the orgasms, the everything. Dick is amazing. I know I'm not selling my business, but I'm saying because I know you cannot replace. Like, if I was asked, I'd still rather dick than a vibrator.
You actually aren't downselling. It's because of these numbers. 11% is low.
It is very low. That's, it is very low.
It's in the 10th percentile, Luko Chini.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, so people still need their orgasms. There's no way you can go around that. And knowing that us guys get ours differently, as in, all we need is to be in a warm, wet place and boom.
That's it. It's so psychological and very emotional for us women. Yeah,
I guess still, there's all of that stuff. Hey?
Yeah.
My experience with sex toys as a guy,
mm-hmm.
I tried the pocket pussy ones.
Mm.
It was, felt... it was underwhelming.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't use the right lube. I don't know. But it was underwhelming. Or maybe it was just my first time and I was nervous maybe. And shit.
Do people, was the second time, though?
It was still yeah. Meh. Yeah. Mm. So, do people get performance anxiety with with sex toys?
For you guys?
Yeah.
Yes. Even though I know for most of my clients who buy the pocket pussy, the fleshlight, most of them are buying it to train themselves, surprisingly, because some of them might be, they come too quick, they're mm-hmm. ejaculate too quick, then they can't hold an erection for too long.
Yeah.
So what happens to the pocket pussy is, most of them use it as a training thing, just to train myself before I meet the next girl.
Wow.
To be very honest. And then there are those who buy the pocket pussy because most of them feel a bit shy to be, you know, to approach a woman.
Uh-huh.
It's different versions, because I have wives buying for their husbands out of the country. Say Iraq, Iran, Dubai, Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
So yeah, it depends. But they, you know, I think it's a mental thing still. You have to be very mentally ready and prepared when you're masturbating.
I really work very hard to get it up when it's a fleshlight.
Yeah.
I
it's
really
not for everyone.
Yeah, I feel like I'm struggling
but
with
even
it.
Even for toys, like a normal vibrator, it's not for everyone. Even for me, it's for me. But the chicks were like, I think it was too intense, too much vibrations and stuff. So I think it depends on yourself and stuff, as a woman or as a man.
And I guess at this time and age, there are now different variations, different kinds. Are there vibrators for guys, by the way?
Unless the pocket pussy, that one is vibrating.
Oh my God.
Which I actually sell. That one vibrates. Of course, the cock ring.
Yeah.
The cock ring that vibrates. And the good thing about the cock ring that vibrates is the fact that once you put the cock ring on the penis, it vibrates and you have sex with the woman. So both of you are enjoying, because once you're hitting,
it's vibrating on her as well.
And on your penis as well. So they are there. There's the prostate massager for men.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that one vibrates as well. It helps you like just locate your prostate, because you know the man's G spot is actually up there.
Yeah, some weird place to put a G spot.
It's the wonders of God, nature and science, whatever.
And the reason why this is important is because most of the time, you girls have short fingers.
Mm.
You can never really get there. Short That's the fingers. Thing. Yeah. Do you ever get to reach his prostate with your fingers?
You can. You actually can.
Yeah, but it's a struggle, isn't it? Because your fingers
First
are short.
Of all, it's a struggle because not most men are actually willing, for straight men, sorry to say,
there it is.
Are willing to have a finger up their ass.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few of them willing to do that, right? But the ones who can, it's not that far. Just like the gist, a little bit far, farther. Because it's only a couple of inches away from your vagina, for the gist, for that is, from your vulva and stuff, you know, your interior. But for a man, it's a little bit, a little bit deeper, yes. But then again, it depends on how comfortable you are with that person. Because, you know, if he's clenching his
hand, he has to really open up.
Yeah, like relax and everything. Because it's very hard. It's very hard to insert a finger in anus without either lube or relaxation. Yeah.
Jeez. Wow.
But apparently, those who have actually had prostate orgasms just can die of pleasure. It's absolutely amazing feeling. The men are experiencing that.
Yeah, there's this guy who went for a prostate exam and he knocked. I saw the post somewhere. I laughed my ass off. He knocked the table down. He came so hard he didn't believe it. He knocked things over, just made a whole mess of himself, and it was now awkward because the doctor is a guy too, and now they're wondering now what, where do we go from here now?
The doctor should be aware. These things happen.
The doctor was aware.
Yeah, there you go.
In fact, he didn't even warn him. He was
I think
the surprise is better.
Actually, it is.
Even though it becomes awkward after. Now, what do we do? Do we cuddle after this?
Oh my God. Should we exchange numbers for next time? Yeah. I don't know. It's an amazing feeling. Have you experienced it yourself?
No. Someone tried to, but I think the fingers never really got there. So maybe.
But you could feel it was getting there, but a bit
almost.
So I think you need a girl with longer fingers.
No, I just need the prostate massage.
The
girl is fine.
Yeah, the prostate massage, you just put it in.
Yeah, the girl is fine, I guess.
Good, amazing.
So, the thing with toys, I've never really understood this thing where they are rechargeable ones, right? And they are the ones with the batteries.
There are very many.
So now there's a debate on whether the rechargeables pack a different punch than those with batteries.
Okay. Actually, they do. Let me put that down in. There's some that use batteries, some that are rechargeable, and of course a normal dildo that doesn't vibrate. But that means not everyone likes the vibration. I've got clients asking me, Bev, I want a toy, but I don't like vibrations. I'm not very sure about that because it can be too much intense at times, right? So if you don't want a toy to vibrate, you just basically don't put it on, or don't put the batteries on. Or you can just get a normal dildo on the wall and just mount it and just ride it.
God.
And then the battery operated ones, people say they're not as strong. Not people, even I know, I can tell. They are not as strong as those that are rechargeable. Maybe because at times most clients have wrong batteries. Maybe you've worn your batteries out. You've overused the toy and it's not working to perfection.
And that's another problem too, because you find that you're in the middle of getting there, batteries die.
It happened to me once. And I was so frustrated. And I said, from now on, this is what happened, right? And then, you're like, I was about to come.
It was right
And then
there.
That's what happens. You're rushing like a crazy woman in the house. Clock, remote control, battery.
All of them are double A's.
Like you're looking for batteries everywhere. And then you're like, shit. And they're so used to a vibrator.
Yeah.
Your fingers can't, you know, jack you off.
Now they cannot get you there as they used to.
So annoying. So yeah, there's a battery operated ones or rechargeable. The good thing about the ones that you recharge is the fact that just charge it and you're good to go. And it can go up to 80 hours. So long as it's fully charged.
And the power is constant through and through.
Yeah, 80 good hours. But the problem is, again, it depends on how often you're using it.
Or they also die down
yourself,
somehow.
Just charge it once in a while, like once a week, in case you use it very frequently. But I think it's much more powerful and it doesn't disappoint in case there's no batteries dying in between. So long as you charge it.
80 hours is a long time.
80 hours.
How many orgasms can those be?
A million. Goodness, because most women orgasm with vibrators within a minute. That's the max. So that's a lot. Because mostly, I know most 7 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds. Because for me, I think within 30 seconds, I'm done. 30. And actually, I'm watching porn. Because I like watching porn when I'm using a vibrator.
Sound on or sound off?
Oh, yes. No, with the sound on. Because I like the sound of a man. I just love when a man is...
I think that's why yeah, most
it just turns me on. I like a man's voice when he's in the room, he's coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that hardly happens with the straight porn.
No, like, it's...
Hardly.
Oh, actually, thinking of which... Unless,
hardly.
Like today I was watching, I like BBC. BBC is a big black cock, right?
Thank you for clarifying to them.
BBC. and that girl was just like, oh my God, within, I think, in 2 seconds, but then you're going to come.
Jesus. Because it was right like, there waiting for you.
But he was moaning and groaning. I was like, ah. But saying that, I actually like gay porn because most of them actually... Oh, you can feel them. Oh,
yeah. I'm now putting one and one as I go because we have discussed this before with someone else, and yeah, actually the whole gay apparently gay porn, they don't fake it.
It's happening, and you can actually see either top or the bottom. You can see they've come. You can actually see they've come or orgasmed. I love gay porn. I love it mostly because the men are groaning and moaning and making all this. Amazing sounds that just make
that straight men don't want to make.
You should not. Come on, you guys need to. When you're in there, don't just say, don't say that, man. Just don't make that sound. Just always make, just, yeah, man.
Unajua, there's this toxic masculinity all about, if you mourn now, she's made you his bitch. Nini. Unajua, yeah,
if you're enjoying pussy, you're enjoying pussy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Because of that deep groan is...
Yes.
I like it when it comes out because I hardly recognize myself as...
You don't even realize, actually. Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck was that?
And when that happens to me, I'll have an orgasm when I hear a man doing it.
It's like a little stripper
coming out of me. Talk dirty to me. That just makes me... Yeah, inner stripper, right?
Yeah, the inner stripper comes out. So which toys would you recommend for the best orgasms?
Definitely a rabbit vibrator. Like, I can't even emphasize this more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because it was my first ever toy.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. And the good thing about a rabbit vibrator is it's double stimulation, right?
So yeah,
it's the clitoral stimulation and just vaginal stimulation, right? Because it just gets you there. And it's a guaranteed orgasm.
Wow.
But not most women actually like... penetration when it comes to toys.
Yeah, that's what I was about to tell you because yeah, most of the chicks find it weird to insert anything else that is not dick.
Yes.
Yeah, and you have to fuck yourself
but
with it. It becomes
a
problem.
Personally, when I'm using my rabbit vibrator, I use the ear part, the rabbit ears part.
Yeah.
The bunnies, I call the bunnies.
Also, you invert it like this if you're lying on your back.
Same thing, I think. I still like a penis inside me.
Yeah. And you prefer not to be the one pumping it.
Yeah.
it's a lot of work. So most chicks have shared feedback that apparently they don't like the insertibles one.
I've got a client, surprisingly, who bought a rabbit a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Bev, the ears are not working. I'm like, what do you mean? Because I don't use the other part. I'm so used to using the bunnies that never worked.
Wow.
She overworked them and stopped working. So the other part of the rabbit, which is not the shaft, was working perfectly, vibrating, but not
the ears. Not so much.
Stopped. The bunnies could not operate because she never used them because she couldn't insert. She doesn't like inserting.
Now that I'm thinking about it, actually looks like a bunny.
It is a bunny. It's called a rabbit for a reason. It's a bunny.
Yeah, the ears now and the body, the way it forms the body. Now that I'm thinking about it, actually looks like one.
Like a real rabbit, yeah.
So are there smaller ones, now that we have mentioned that some chicks don't like insertibles?
The clit stimulations as small as your small finger.
Yeah.
Small finger, middle finger, the very many... different types and different settings and different sizes. So it depends on your preference. Mm. So some can be as little as your little finger, like I mentioned, or the wand. They don't talk about the Hitachi one, the back massager one. That one as well. It's quite huge, but it's perfect for the clit because you can't. It's too big to insert. Plus, it's a world's most powerful vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the Hitachi one.
Wow. There you go, guys.
Yeah, for
you have
the
your recommendation.
Stimulation.
You have your recommendation right there. Now, there are a lot of guys, as we had mentioned about this toxic masculinity thing, blah, blah, blah. What do you tell these guys when they come to buy for their girlfriends?
Kudos. Like, I wish I was your girlfriend as well.
Because they'll come to you and they'll probably be thinking, oh, I need to buy her something that doesn't compete with me. Yeah, unajua. Yeah.
So it has happened. I've got clients who are like that. Like, they recommend me a toy. But once you're recommending, just make sure it's not something again.
It's not a Mandingo dildo.
Yeah, it's a Mandingo. See, a 9-8 inch and I'm only a 6-inch, babe. No. No. I get that a lot. So, because the clients who are... But you see what happens is, I've realized there are couples who are very honest with their sexuality and they're very open with it. They don't really mind about what people will say or what I might say when they're buying a toy.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a client, this is my biggest client. What? He's been buying toys for like 7 years from me.
Wow.
And his wife exclusively, no one else.
Wait, that's how long you've been selling them?
Yes, 7 years.
What?
No clande, no nothing.
Just the wife.
Like, he tells me every time I want to explore something new, I want to see her orgasm different from last time. And I'm like, what? You're a perfect husband.
Wow.
Like, what? Yeah. And he's been married for about 12 years.
Wow.
They've got two kids. But once it's toy time, it's sex time, it's sex time. There's no playing around. They try the bondage, they try all the sex toys. But you see, that's just 1% of one of the men. Other men are like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Because I've got a client who jokingly said, I'm going to buy my wife a toy, but she can only use it when I'm around.
Now look at this.
Can you imagine?
So it's like...
Like if I'm out there, I'm going to take it with me. I'm going to hide it just so that she can... Because I don't have to enjoy this more than my dick. And I keep saying, you can't. Trust me, you cannot.
It does not make sense at all. Najua, the problem with that is we have this mentality where we think your orgasms are just like ours.
Yeah. You orgasm differently.
You guys orgasm. It's like a whole rainbow.
It is. And like, it's like. It comes up and down. The waves, huh?
Us, it's just the.
We
one.
Just ejaculate.
It's just. Yeah. It's boring, actually,
yeah,
if you think
really
about
boring.
It.
Thank God I'm not a man.
Well, on the brighter side, our orgasms come quicker.
You don't have to search for
them. if you're wanking and you just need to sleep, they'll come very quick.
And have a good night's sleep.
Yeah, what will you recommend for a guy who wants to explore himself, by the way?
The problem with guys or the market, there are not very many toys for you guys.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They're not as many as for us women. You can try everything and anything. You know, for women, they keep saying anything is a dildo apart from a cactus. Yeah. A woman can use anything. The edge of the seat. I don't know.
The edge of the pillow.
There's a lot.
I've seen people ride pillows.
Yes. If you have two phones, you can actually call one a vibration. I mean, I just
place it there and it works.
I mean, women have quite a lot. For you guys, not that much.
For us, we need a hole. Something that looks like a hole. Something.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Mouth.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
How many guys do you know who'd buy butt plugs for themselves?
I have met a few, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, they're there, by the way. Let me tell you one thing. Before I started selling toys, I didn't even explore, I didn't even know these things until I was like, Kenya's actually kinky.
Yeah, I'd pay good money for your client list.
Some of them want to ever write a book. I'm like, nah, because I've seen a lot. But my point is, there are men who actually buy them and stuff, but then again, it's not like an everyday thing. Of course, women buy toys more than men.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Because also they're kind of the target market.
They're the target market, to be very honest. But
we
yeah,
just
men,
like, as
men,
we just
they,
like
they,
vagina.
Men buy their own prostate massages and their own butt plugs. Even dildos. Like, you know those stick-on dildos like with a suction cap you can just put in the wall.
Yeah,
on
your door or something.
Ride it or whatever, yeah. So the men who do that as well. So it's let me just say we are a kinky nation despite all the struggles and the politics going around. We are a kinky nation behind closed doors.
We need the dopamine. We need the dopamine to be happy. So do you think that as a woman now, because actually most sex toys are made for you, as we have noted, do you think it affects your sex life in any way? Actually, it's for the better, right?
For me?
Yeah. Does it affect your sex life now with your person?
Not in any anywhere. Mm-hmm. Unless,
or does it enhance it? Way,
yeah, that's what I know. It actually enhances it. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it depends. If you're using it together as a couple for foreplay or just for him to use it on you,
yeah.
At times, maybe he's like, yeah, you know, men have headaches nowadays. I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that. I'm like, mom sex every single day. I mean, Mrs. Yiskill, I'm like, huh? Can you use, have a toy, have like a whole...
Yeah, you can help.
It's called Hookers and Grey. In a red room in my house.
What?
Yes. You know, just so, yeah, explore, man.
That's like, to me, it interesting.
Enhances
yeah.
my sex life with the sex toys. That is the bondage, enhances it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still, if I was up to me, obviously, I'd just want to dick every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you have it, guys. Sex toys are not replacements.
Yeah, you can't.
Please note that down. So, Bev, full disclosure.
Yeah.
Do you ever get high on your supply?
Can you imagine? No. And my boyfriend keeps telling me this. Like when I'm, because he says I'm always too horny, right? Like I'm too horny for life.
Libido is in the sky.
My libido, my God. You know what happened once I go to that. Like it's so high, and he keeps telling Bev, just go to your sex toy room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not my sex toy, but the where I put the stock.
Yeah.
Just do you, because I cannot satisfy.
It's your little heaven, yeah, over there.
Surprisingly, no. You know, I actually only have 2 toys. People think I have like 7 or 10 or 20. I only have 2.
Which ones?
The rabbit.
Uh-huh.
Which actually on my website,
uh-huh.
It even states the vibrating lawyer's favorite rabbit vibrator. That's how amazing I love that particular toy. And then there's the wand.
Yeah, the Hitachi one.
The Hitachi one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but the wireless one. The Hitachi one is the plugged in, but no, mine is the wireless one.
Oh.
Because wireless one, the good thing about the wireless, you can take it everywhere. You know, the Hitachi one, this is Kenya. Steamer zipote.
Yeah,
then,
I mean,
you
have to sit next to a socket, yeah, blah, blah, then, blah. It's too much.
But so I have only 2 toys, and they're my favorite, and I absolutely love them.
Mm.
But I still cannot. Hey, but they're amazing. I always like have
some earth shattering orgasms.
Yeah,
eh?
Before I got here, I did, yeah. So,
oh, experience. While you were waiting for.
Oh, yes, because it was like, why the fuck are you? I'm like, I'm horny. Okay, let me sort myself out.
So I guess we can wind up, but while we are still on the spirit of full mm-hmm. disclosure, would you mind a quick trivia so that our people can get to know you better? People just hear people okay. just hearing about this Bev
the
Munga, the vibrating
lawyer,
the yes. orgasm advocate, etc., etc.
Yes.
So, what do you prefer, foreplay or afterplay?
Foreplay for sure.
No afterplay. No,
I want to sleep after.
Oh.
Once I've had an orgasm, I
pass
want
out.
To sleep. You know, let me tell you one thing. Talking about that, can I just divert it?
Go ahead.
Because I squat. I'm a squatter, right?
Ooh.
And it just wears you out at times. Like you just...
Oh, yeah, it drains you,
It drains you. It really, really drains me personally.
Mm.
So when at times when I squat, I just don't want... You know, I don't... Like I will sleep until the following day at noon.
I'm actually surprised you made it. At this point, I'm
surprised
you
well.
Made it.
Yeah, so, you know, at times, I know I'm not a big fan of, no. I just, personally, once I've had sex, I've either had an orgasm or I've squatted because it's both of them are very different, totally different.
Hey, maybe we need to discuss that sometime.
So once, when I've both had an orgasm and I've squatted, then what I want to do actually is go to the shower or pee or clean myself and I sleep.
Is that the time where you hate his breathing?
Yeah, you're a smoker. I didn't even know you had a breath until now.
Oh my
God. So yeah, it depends. So let me just nini. So this when you squat, it doesn't mean you've actually orgasmed.
Yeah.
Because just the squashing, it's just the release of the liquid, right? But you haven't.
So you have
really
to keep going.
Yes. And the thing about squatting, you can actually keep going on and on and on. And like when you come at times, you're just like, I'm done. Because well, let me tell you, coming can mostly external, the clit or through your nipples.
Yeah.
When the clit is over-rubbed or it's over-stimulated, like it can't take it anymore. It kind of swells and you feel a bit pain.
Yeah.
That's when you've come. And then there's the orgasm. The orgasm is mostly vaginal. You can have a vaginal orgasm when you're just like, oh my God, I'm in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, once you reach the G-spot, the cherry on top.
God damn it.
Once he hits your G-spot, he makes you come, orgasm, and squat at the same fucking time. Trust me, like me, you will wake up at noon.
And hopefully he also comes with you at
yes,
that
that's
time so you can feel his dick pulsating inside you.
Ooh. And then the best thing, because I'm very good at kegling, yeah. I kegle his dick. What that means is I will suck him
everything
dry with my pussy. Like I'm with my pussy.
God damn it.
Yeah. But my point was, what attempts after play? What do you think?
Yeah.
Foreplay or, yeah, I'm a foreplay girl.
Foreplay wins this time.
Kind of lingers and everything.
Yeah, I guess foreplay wins this time. What's your weirdest fetish? The one you'd consider weirdest. Of course, we're all
so
about... Yeah, of course, we're all about sex positivity, but the that one that you were like, oh my God, I'm kinky. That one that has you surprised.
Really, I can't really call it kinky.
Yeah.
But I like men with veins on their arms. Mm. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, when I see a man with veins, I'm like, oh my God. Like, just veins on their arms, like from their hands all the way to their...
Maybe you should have been a nurse.
the veins when you're taking blood off.
Yeah.
I do actually love a man with veins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know if it's weird. But I had back in uni, he was from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
I will never forget. He was very much into, he used to buy me high heels.
Mm-hmm.
He was my boyfriend or anything, by the way.
Mm.
Just like a guy I met in college, you knew him, and was just like into me. I don't know. But he used to go to his hostel and used to buy me heels, and I could just walk in heels and he could just come.
Wow.
He just used to love heels. Either he could fuck himself with my feet. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, the foot fuck, the thing.
I wish we had a video right now. This is what I'm doing.
yeah, I think they generally get the picture.
Yeah, but he used to have that a lot, feet. But mostly, he could actually even just have an orgasm. He could just come and ejaculate just by seeing me in heels. That's
wow.
It. With nothing else, just heels.
God, were you fully dressed at that
point? No. And I was way thinner then, so yeah. I can even imagine myself right now.
Guys, in case you've pictured that as well in your heads. So, what's your relationship pet peeve? The one thing you can't always stand, the one thing that you'll always be.
It's not initially used to have about. One, but right now I'm okay with it. I think with age, I don't have anything. I'm still not into, you know, like wet towels. Like you guys, what's wrong with you and wet towels? When you finish up, can you just put your towel back on it to dry? Don't just put on the bed. I don't like that. But nowadays I'm okay with it. And I don't know if it's age, you just get used to it.
I think nikuzoea.
Like socks everywhere, obviously. Toilet seat up, I don't care about the toilet anymore. Like, I always leave it up just for him. Because I'm like, you know, I don't akojole.
Yeah, someone once ever visited and was like, oh, all your seats are up. I'm assuming everyone is a guy here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Apparently, also, we should also be peeing while sitting.
That's
something I
this
had.
Is, yeah, you should, it's, but no.
Actually
it's
drains your bowels visually.
Yeah, it does drain much better.
I guess, Bev, we're...
No more. I was so ready.
Oh, you were ready?
No more.
Let's do 21 then.
Okay, whatever that is.
Yeah. 21 questions.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, let's do 21 then. Mm-hmm. We are down 3. Sub or dom? You're a dom?
Yeah. What kind of changes, though?
It depends with whom
the
you...
Yeah, because right now I'm a sub for now. And I love it. Oh, I love it. Okay, keep going. I don't know.
Big spoon or small spoon?
Big.
What's your love language?
I don't have a love language. I'll tell you live. I'm telling... I'm horny.
But what I mean here is what gets you off, like something not sexual, something very asexual that he might
maybe
do that might get you off.
I don't know, so small things like when he's being manly, things like, how can I put this? Like maybe when he decides to cook, I want him to cook. I don't know, small things like that. When he irons for me, because I hate ironing, I was like, can you just stop ironing first and let's just do it with my business first.
Wow, it's always a good time to get an orgasm.
Yeah.
Butt plug or nip clamps?
Nipple, yeah.
Dildo or vibrator?
Oh, vibrator.
Ball gag or blindfold?
Blind.
Tongue or dick?
Oh my God. Ooh. Oh no, Can I say it depends on who is giving you tongue? I've come to realize, because I've only met one guy who's really good with tongue. Only one.
So it depends.
It depends who's giving you, but I still have a good dick.
Okay, then D queens this time. Yeah. So shower sex or kitchen sex?
Shower.
Ah, you're one of the few who doesn't give, is not scared of the mortal danger of shower sex.
Yeah, because you can easily die, actually. You can easily die. You can sleep and die. Then on your obituary. You, oh my God, we've been singing.
What?
Oh my God.
She died happy.
Yeah.
She had an orgasm. Do you sell non-sleep mats, by the way?
Actually, no, I should.
Yeah, you should sell non-sleep mats. So, hot wax or a flog?
Hot wax.
Ice or molten chocolate?
Ice.
Loud or quiet sex?
Oh my God, loud. The neighbors have to hear. Everyone needs to know that I'm having a good time. Even my dog needs to know that I'm having a good time.
So, MMF or MFF?
I actually really, really, really want to do male MMF.
The MMF.
Yeah, MMF. I really want to do it. But I've been told it's better when a guy is mostly bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, either gay or bisexual, because they might be willing to try it.
Mm.
Because you know when I'm with two straight guys, and then they're like,
it's there's an internalized homophobia over there, so we don't want to see each other naked,
I've done
blah blah blah.
Female FFM,
mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't mind. Oh my God, yeah, that's actually one of my up there. I want to try it.
Okay, older or younger guy?
Younger.
Wow, choked or tied up?
Choked.
Car sex or club sex?
Oh, car sex.
Nudes or sexed?
Sexed.
Anal play or armpit play?
Armpit.
Wow, you actually... You know what? Let me just keep asking. Drunk or high sex?
Both.
Most people I've interviewed prefer high sex. As in, weed somehow just makes the orgasms more profound.
I haven't met a guy who's really into highness.
Mm-hmm. The problem
I'd
is...
I'd rather be me be high.
The vagina now dries up. That's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah, you need a lot. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Fingers or tongue?
Oh, God. Tongue.
Full stomach or empty while having sex?
Empty.
Why empty?
I don't want to go farting on his face. When like, what if I'm riding? He's riding my face and I'm on top. I don't know.
Full blood or empty?
No, it has to be empty. It has to be empty because I need to not get confused when I'm squatting.
The orgasms slap different when it's full.
Yeah, but I tend to not enjoy sex more because I'm like, oh my God, need to pee, you know.
No, you'll never pee while having sex.
I know,
that's the thing.
But you know, it's a mind thing. You just think, oh my God, yeah, you might think you might pee. But you actually can't pee when you're having sex. You can't, but I rather personally, I like peeing before and after sex. Or even during, or in between, like you know when you're squatting, at times you feel like you're about to pee, but you're not peeing.
Yeah.
So at times... Like,
that's why most girls hold back.
Exactly. That's why, yeah.
You think, I'm peeing, I'm about to pee.
And you're not, exactly. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, fully naked or half-dressed?
No, fully.
Fully naked?
Yeah,
like,
with lights on.
Not... Wow. Rough or soft?
Wow. It depends on the mood and the situation. Or
it depends on whether...
depends.
Whether
but
you're a sub or a dom today.
Right now, when you're recording this, I would want it rough. At this particular minute.
Like pinned on a wall and all that kind of shit.
Shock me, daddy.
The last one.
Mm-hmm.
Porn or erotica?
Let me just go for porn.
Ah, most people, I've realized that porn is good for when you're wanking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
Erotica is good for when you're setting yourself in the
in
mood.
Yes.
So I'm not really losing here. So... okay, guys, I think we are done now. It's been an amazing episode. Thank you,
much
Bev.
Much appreciated. It's been long overdue, but finally we're here.
Finally, it happened. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for listening. This is Randy Pontiff. You're listening to Randy Radio. And you can follow me on Instagram, Randy Erotica. What's yours?
The Vibrating Lawyer.
That's the only one.
Or G-Spot Kenya _.
There it is. So if you guys need any toys, blah, 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 follow her.
Squatting lessons.
Yeah. Oh, by the
strippers.
Way, yes. She'd know a thing or two about squatting.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening. I guess it's goodbye for now.
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.